We're in Yeradea, Simin Reish Nun, continuing in Hilchos Tzedakah. Kama ro'i li'tein l'kol echad ve'echad. How much should you give to each ani, to each poor person? So the Torah tells us to give dei machsaro asher yechsar lo. Give him what he's missing. And the Gemara has some very interesting examples. That even the wealthy man who lost his money and now he doesn't have someone running in front of his chariot, even that would be considered tzedakah. Now, people have a hard time with this. I assume what it means is, even if you give him that, that's a mitzvah tzedakah. Is it a chiyuv? It might be a chiyuv, but it definitely doesn't take priority over the neighbor that doesn't have food to eat. I think that's obvious. You know, everything has to be prioritized. Okay, so I want to go through the whole siman now, and then we will touch it up next time. Okay, let's start with the sugya. I don't have the clarity that I'd like, but let's start with the sugya. So the Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Tesav and Aleph brings down a Mishnah from towards the end of Maseches Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin. And it tells us that an ani who's going from place to place, and he stops in your town, and he doesn't have food to eat, tells you how much food you must give him to eat. Then, if he decides to sleep over the night, it tells you you have to give him whatever he needs to sleep on, a pillow, a blanket, whatever he needs to sleep over the night. If he's staying for Shabbos, so then you have to take care of him for Shabbos, which will involve three meals. Then, the Gemara continues, Tana, if he's going door-to-door collecting, then you don't need to help him. That's what the Gemara says. You have to know what that means. So the Gemara brings a story. There was an ani, Dava Machzer ala Psachim. He came in front of Rav Papa, and Rav Papa wouldn't help him. When Rav Sama saw that Rav Papa is not helping the ani, so Rav Sama said very respectfully to Rav Papa, "Imalom is dakiklay. If you don't help him, then no one's going to help him. If you see the Rav is not helping him, so then everyone's going to think that he's not worthy of help. If he doesn't get helped, God forbid, he'll die of hunger." To which Rav Papa responds, "But the Brisa says if he's going door to door, you don't need to help him." To which Rav Sama responds, when it says you don't have to help him, it means ainis kokile le matana maruba. You don't need to help him a lot. Avan is kokile le matana mu'etes. But you do need to help him at least a little bit. Okay, which basically means there's a whole discussion, and it is very complicated, and I have to we'll wait to get the full picture. But basically, it somewhat sounds like this. Well, the guy's going to door to door, and it means I don't have to give him whatever matana maruba is, 1,000 shekel. He'll pick it up. He's going door to door, but I do have to give him something. That's what it seems like. Now Rashi explains. Now the question is like, what's the case over here? Who are we talking about? So there's two possibilities. Most Rishonim hold that we're talking about the gabbai tzedakah. And Tosis says explicitly that Rav Papa was a gabbai tzedakah. So you don't need to collect from the charity if you yourself are going around collecting on your own. Like, I see that sometimes. People come to ask me for money. And I happen to have a fund and I can help somebody. But if I know that they're going around all over the place, if they're only coming to me, okay, so I want to help him a lot. But if I know he's going around to all sorts of people, I have a lot of people I need to help. So I'll give him less because I know that there's a collection. I've learned from experience. You know, depending on how good your collection helpers are, people can make a lot of money collecting money. So then why should I take away from somebody else who doesn't have such a network and does not go door to door and give him a matana maruba? So Rashi says, you don't need to give him from the kupa tzedaka. Well, so Rashi seems to say, Ainis kakilo losses maos min akupa acharisha lama lachzer al apsachim daya bakach. Sounds like according to Rashi, you don't have to give him anything. But then the Gemara goes on to say maruba matana muetas. You don't have to give him a lot. You have to give him a little bit. That's the question. Also, what's a matana meruba? What's a matana muetes? Rashi seems to say you don't have to give him a matana muetes. You don't have to give him anything. Leave the Rashi on the side. Tosa says Rav Papa was a gavet tzedakah, and he said aim this cooking kidei su'uda. You don't need to give him a whole su'uda worth, but you have to give him something. The Rosh also holds that it's going on the gavet tzedakah, and the Rambam seems to say that it's going on each and every individual. I mean, this is very important. Is it talking about, he's going door to door. So who does not have to give him a lot of money? The Gabbai Tzedakah doesn't have to give him a lot of money, because anyway he's going to go get from the people in town? Or each individual doesn't have to give him a lot of money? And then they also point out, what about this Dei Machsoro? Who's the Pasuk talking to? You have to give him what he's lacking. So what's that case? Who's that talking to? That Aruch HaShulchan also says, like, if you have enough money, so even if you're an individual, you should have to give him all the money. If you don't have the money, so even if you're the Gabbai Tzedakah, you're sitting on the charity fund. Charity funds usually don't have a lot of money. Certainly not enough to go around. So if you have enough and you're an individual, you have enough. You should take care of it. If you don't have enough, even if you're the Gabbai Tzedakah, so you don't have enough. That's the question that the Aruch HaShulchan asks over here. Okay, there's a lot of questions. So let's take a look inside. But again, we're gonna touch this up and hopefully have things more clear next time. So Siman Reish and Sifalov. Kama nosim ani. How much must you give the ani? Dei machsoro sheyechsar lo. Enough to fill what he's missing, that which he's missing. Whatever the lashon is repeated, and the Gemara discusses why the lashon is repeated. Ketan, how does it work? Imhaya ra'ev, if he's hungry, yachileo. So then you should give him food. He needs food. Hi, it's a chasos. He has food. He doesn't have clothing. Yichaseo. Take care of his clothing. Ain't no clay by it. He has food and clothing, but he doesn't have a pot. Can't cook the food. So kono lo clay by it. Get him clay by it. And here's the extreme case. Even if he normally rides on a horse, the eved larutz lefanav, and he has a slave running in front of him, kishahaya asher, when he was wealthy, ve'he'oni, and now he became poor, konim lo sus ve'eved. So the mitzvah tzedakah, you have to buy him a sus and an eved. Ve'chein l'chol echa ve'echa lefi ma'ashit tzarech. Each and every person according to what he needs. Haroi lo sus lo pas, lo sus lo pas. If he's used to bread, get him bread. Isa, if he's used to just a dough and he'll make it himself, lo sus lo isa, get him a dough. Mita, needs a bed, lo sus lo mita. Haroi dito lo pas chama, chama. Tzone, tzone. You have to help out the person to help him get back on to the level he was at. Now, it might seem like, you know, it's not exactly fair, just because he, what?
Yes.
He lives on a certain level, so now the whole community has to suffer because he was living in an extravagant way. I don't have a full answer for that, but the Gemara that I did today, which I don't remember if it was in Baba Basu Daftes or Ksuvis Daf Samach Zayin, both discussing these topics, there it talks, I think it was Rav Nechemya, and a poor person came to Rav Nechemya, and the poor person was used to eating, I don't know, fat duck, I don't remember exactly, corned beef, suvis, and he gave him chicken, and the guy died. And then he said, you know, then he felt somewhat responsible, and the Gemara at one place says, oh, woe unto the man, or woe unto Rav Nechemya. And there, at least according to one way of understanding the Gemara puts the blame on the person himself. What business did he have getting himself such a lifestyle that if he doesn't have corned beef, he's going to die. Chicken is not good enough, he's going to die. And he died. So the Gemara does put the blame on the ani himself. So how do you fit all this in? I'm not sure. And again, it's not possible that you have to give the guy, buy this guy a horse. Now, the horse, I understand. But one of the questions that they asked of a person who was filling out a form to get money from Beit HaSkupa, one of the questions is, do you have a car? And if you have a car, is there a particular reason that you need a car? So recently, they came to me with a request. There's a guy, his parnasa, he's driving, he does a hasa'a. He's a driver. He drives school children, And he had a major problem with his car, 10,000 shekel worth of repairs, and he can't afford it. Now, his car is not because life makes life more convenient. His car is his parnasa. Now, that's not what's going on over here. The horse is not his parnasa, because even the Eved running in front of it, right? So this is a different case. But obviously, if that's his parnasa, so that's a whole different story. That would fit into what I said yesterday. Like, he's getting by, his former panasa, which is his car, is now in danger. He's in danger of becoming poor. If you save him and you stop him from becoming poor by taking care of that car for him, that's what the Rambam would tell you is the highest level. Highest level tzedakah that we learned yesterday. Reish Mem Tes Sivav. Okay, let's continue. So if you need the bed, give him a bed. If he's used to warm bread, get him warm bread. Zonein, cold bread. Lachilo toch piv. If he's used to have someone mamish feeding him, feed him. Eino isha. He doesn't have a wife, so he needs a wife. Uba lisa. Wants to get married. Matzien lo. You help him get married. Besorchen lo bayis. You help him rent the house. Matzien lo mita. Uplay tashmisho. And you fill up the house with whatever he needs. Viachikach matzien lo isha. Then you find him a wife. Is a very extreme health. Haggah. So this is the loaded Ramah, which we'll do briefly, and we'll come back to it next time. Haggah. V'nira dekozeh begabay tztaka o rabin biyachad. This is referring to the gabay tztaka, or to the community as a whole. That means, is it my job to take care of the whole city? Or no? It is the community's job to take care of the city. The community is supposed to have a gabay tzedakah, and the community, communally, is make sure that their neighbors are taken care of. Okay, let's not get into these extreme cases where his Rolls Royce broke, and now he's poor, and he can't afford a Rolls Royce. Let's leave that on the side. He doesn't have food for Yontif. He needs help with Yontif. Yontif is super expensive. He needs help with Yontif. So, says Ramah, this is all by the Gabbai Tztaka, or Rabbi Biacha, the community together. Aval ein hayachid mechuyav lite la'ani de machsoro. The individual is not obligated to provide the ani with that which he is lacking. Elam odia tsa'aro l'rabim. But the individual, who's not obligated to give all the money himself, but he can let out the word. Now, this is a dangerous thing. You have to be careful, because you're embarrassing someone. You have to know when you can do this and how to do this. But he can basically collect amongst the community for this person. It ain't Robin, that's low. Now, let's say he there's nobody there. Nobody to help. Everyone's poor. Or he lives by himself. So if there's nobody around to help, then he should do it himself. If he can, if he can afford it. He should pick up the tab. Like we saw in the beginning of Reish Mem Tes. The beginning of Reish Mem Tes said that you should take care of the ani. And if you can't afford it, so you give up to 20%. Mitzvah min amovcha, and mi de beinonis, up to 10% of your earnings, up to 20% of your earnings if you want to be a tzaddik. But if it's not in those numbers, so then it says you should take care of the ani entirely. So that's what he's saying now. The Rambam is saying it's not your job to take care of the ani, if there's someone else who can do it. The Gabbai Tztaka, the community as a whole, you'll give your portion. But if there's nobody else, then you will, in fact, have to do it. Okay, so I want to move on. Let's finish the simon, and we're going to come back and touch it up there. Next time, Siv Beis. Isha Shabbos Linase. A woman is coming to get married. She needs help. She doesn't have money. They shouldn't give her less than 50 zuz. What's 50 zuz? I don't know. That means there should be a minimum of 50 zuz. Whatever that was in those days. And if the kupat tzedaka is sitting on a pot of gold and they have more to give her, then they should give her the vichvoda according to what is appropriate for her. The 50 zuz is the bare minimum. The Shach already says that was in those days, but each day, every time and place is different. You have to assess what's considered normal in the time and place in which you live. How God knows says, "Come considerations, sometimes the Gabbai Tzedakah should borrow the money based on future tzedakah donations to help out an immediate cause. But that we'll get to in Siman Reish Nun Zayin. Sif Gimel. Ani Amachazer ala Psachim. So Gimel is a continuation sort of Aleph, which is based on that Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Tes. And Ani Amachazer ala Psachim is going door to door. Ei nosen lo me'akupa matana maruba. This is how most Rishonim understand what we're talking about. It's not talking about the individual, it's the kupat tzedakah. Don't give him from the kupah, from the kupat tzedakah, matana maruba, a big donation. El matana muetas, the kupah should give him a small donation. Because he's going door to door. Now, the Shach says, Sif Katan Dalad, V'hu'ati mikal yachav yachav shemchazer azo, ein tach losses lo matana maruba. You don't need to give him a big donation. Not only referring to the kupah, no individual has to give him a big donation. Everyone gives him a little donation, and it adds up to whatever he needs, hopefully. Nechei pasak habach, das harabah. The Rambam understood the whole sugya as going on the individuals. The other Rishonim understand that it's going on the kupah. So the Mechaber is going with most Rishonim, it's going on the kupah, doesn't have to give him a big donation, give him a little donation. And the Shach is telling us, even the individuals, give him a little donation. And then again, we have a discussion. What's big, what's little? First, I just want to say a big donation is kedei su'uda. Well, how much is a su'uda? 50 shekel? You don't have to give him 50 shekel. Give him 10 shekel. Give him 20 shekel. Give him 5 shekel. Also, obviously, depends on what the person can afford to give. Sif dalet. So this is the Mishnah on the mind. Ein posel ani ha'ovim rekel l'makom. The ani going from place to place. He needs food. Don't give him less than a kikar bepundiyon. What does that mean? A Rambam Shkolam Alav Gimel Pesha Mishkel Hapundion Hushmone Garine Saora. Okay, it's giving you different measurements of how big the loaf of bread is that you should give the ani. Me arba sa'in besala. Assuming that 4 sa'a goes for a sella. Okay, it's a measurement of food. Vimlan, if he's sleeping over, no solo matzah, give him a mattress to sleep, lishana there. Vikesas lithi rashasab, and a pillow. V'shemen v'kotnes, give him a little oil and a little beans, something to eat. V'im shavas, if he's staying for Shabbos, nusul mazul shalosh sudos, then he needs 3 meals. And throw in some shemen and kotnes, some oil and some beans. V'dag v'yerd, a little fish and some vegetables. V'im akir nosal, and if you know him, that he's someone who really is on a higher, or used to be on a higher socioeconomic level, so then you should give him lefich vodo. Then you give him more based on who he is. See it? Hey, aniye ha'ir merubim. If there's lots of poor people in town, the ha'ashirim omrim. So now, how should we take care of the poor people? The rich people say yachzuru al hapsachim. Let them go door to door. Everyone should contribute. Va'beinonim omrim. And the middle class people say shelo yachzuru al hapsachim. Don't go door to door. But rather, it should come from the charity pot, which is collected based on a person's financial status. That means that the wealthy person should be giving a lot more money to the kupat tzedakah than the beinoni person, than the middle class person, who should be giving more than the lower class person. Who's right in this debate between the wealthy and the, sounds like the taxes in America with the Republicans and the Democrats. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hadinim HaBeinonim, the Beinonim are right. Tzedakah should be collected based on your on means. People who have more money should give more tzedakah. People who have less money are entitled to give less tzedakah. And the bulk of the burden to support the Aniyim should be on the wealthy people, not on the poor people. And not on the middle class people. Hagah, note says the Ramah, ki ikker chivat tzedakah lefi hamamo. The main chivat tzedakah goes based on your financial status. The yesh makomas nogin liten lefi hanidava. There are other places that make it basically, you know, optional. Everyone gives as much as they want. Nidava, based on their nidiv lev, how generous they are. V'yesh lefi hamas, and some do it more as a tax. This is how much money you should be giving to tzedakah. And now Beitar, they recommend everyone give 101 shekel a month. And I'm sure most people many people can afford more than 101 shekel a month. Certainly, if you're buying these apartments that are advertised for 3 million shekel, you should definitely be giving more than 101 shekel a month in tzedakah. That's pennies, that's peanuts. So, there's different ways of collecting tzedakah. There's lafi hanadava, based on everyone gives what they want, based on their level of generosity. And then there's more of a mas, more of a tax, where we put people in different brackets and tell people to give more or less. Now, it may vary. We didn't get this in Shulchan Aruch, but there was a Tosis that came up in Daf Yomi recently in Ksuvis, that it's also Gemara and Baba Basra, that if the city, the people get together and decide on a number that 101 shekel people should give to the local charity fund, so that becomes halachically binding. Everyone, you can't say, I don't like this, I don't that. Everyone should give at least that 101. I don't know if that's halachal ma'isa, we didn't get there yet, but it is brought down, it is opinion Tosis, and it is a Gemara Baba Basra. Concludes Siman Reish Nun, the Ramah, and no saying the Fibir Kasa, Roy Yosel Bracha, one who gives based on the Bracha that Hashem has given him, the more Hashem gives you, and the more you give to others, so he is Roy Yosel Bracha, he is more fit for Bracha, to be blessed, with more money, to be blessed with all good things, and that is a superficial reading of Siman Reish Nun, which we will, Bezrat Hashem, touch up next time.